going to finish off today, Mr. Hashem, the chelik that we've been talking about the last few weeks, perhaps since the beginning of the Zman. The chelik of Das Torah over here in Ali Shore, we're talking about the final stage, if the person does some sort of tikkun amidus, and if the person finds out what he needs to fix. We're talking about the chibur with Torah. We started off slowly at the beginning of Kli Reken and Machzik. How can a person get there if you're empty? You start off empty, you stay empty. Clear again, so we spoke about the concept, the role that mitzvahs plays. We spoke about the role that mitzvahs plays in introducing kedusha into the guf. And then a person becomes a platform for the higher darga of being of das Torah, of Torah or. That brought us to a new understanding of how to do mitzvahs. If the purpose of the mitzvah is to bring Ruchnius into the guf, that therefore the guf could be a platform and a basis and a yesod for Torah, it could be the kli for Torah, kiner mitzvah for Torah or ner the kli, then a person has to do a mitzvah in a way that introduces Taka Kedusha to him, and that depends, what we saw the Rambam in Sefer HaTzlocha, how a person does a mitzvah, how much of the guf a person gets involved. And that includes what we spoke about at length about Kavana. That brought us to the last 2 weeks, where we spoke about the Indian of Pios HaGuf of a person. If in order to have Torah, you have to have mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are done with your gufs, then you have to have your guf participate in the mitzvahs. And that brought us to a whole new topic of, is your guf involved in the mitzvah or not? And that requires that, A, your guf is calm. And that took us to another level. This we spoke about on the next step of this ladder is that b'chalan aver is Hashem, whether it's davening, whether it's kriyat shema, how much of ourselves is merging with the avodah that we're doing. We gave the example of shuckling. When a person is shuckling by davening, what it means is that there's other forces operating there that don't want him to daven. So beyond the local topic of how you're davening, etc., is the larger topic, which is how much of you is involved in the mitzvah, how much of you is involved in davening, and what are the other forces that are operating at the same time that are blocking the rest of you from getting involved in the davening, that you're trying to drag along the shuckling or the extreme shuckling that your person does, which Ali Shore spoke about. Now, in the final piece about this topic, as we're mashlam, this chelik of Das Torah, he takes it to another level. He says, a very tifazach. There's one dargo called fighting yourself, there's another dargo of bringing your guf along. And now there's a new dargo. Sha'a guf yaskim mitoich simcha l'ki and mitzvah v'natziach l'hovi gamas tivei haguf l'is alis. Not just that I'll be able to neutralize the kechus of the guf and the midas from blocking me from doing. That's one darga. That's the baseline darga. If in order to do the mitzvahs, you have to have kachena mitzvah yisacha to get hold of chalkena b'sar yisacha, if you have to create ruchnius in your guf has to be involved. And here begins what we spoke about last week. There's all types of oppositional forces inside your guf that don't want to get involved. It could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be bad midas, which are blockages to get your guf involved. By the way, this goes back to the first week we spoke in Elul, how bad midas can block a person from being actively involved in doing avodas Hashem that he wants to do. So you have to fight it, but you also have to bring along the guf for the ride. Now he says a new darga. This is the shleimus of Razach. The shleimus is that shaguf yaskim mitoich simcha l'kiyum mitzvah v'natzliach l'hov yigam es tivei haguf l'zalis. Not just that I'm going to be able to get the guf to agree, allow me to do the mitzvah, but the guf itself will be oila. The guf itself will steig. The guf itself will join in the fun. And he said there's a Moridika example of this. And this takes us back to the first week of Elul when we started this cycle, all the way back in the beginning. In the beginning of this Shar Shlishi, when Ali Shore introduced what are we trying to get to, and in the next two lines he says we got to it. In the first page of the Shar Shlishi, all the way back, he brought down the Gemara in Shabbos of Samuel Gimel, Omer Avruna Maidik Siv Smach Bochor Beyal Dusecha, Zok the Gemara, Atkan Ledivrei Teir, Resh Lakish, Zok Rashi, עד כאן לתאירה, סמך בתלמודך, לאים תאירה ולשמחה, למועיד משמחה מתוך לב, לאים ולשמחה. זוקת עלי שור, we've come full circle now. How does a person learn מתוך שמחה? Ali Shor, all the way back when it started off, this cycle, all the way back in Elul, he stole this avek as the goal. Why is that the goal learning with Simcha L'chayra? Like he says over there, Simcha is a function of a mood, of what type of mood I'm in, I'm in a happy mood, I'm in a sad mood. What is Simcha learning with Simcha? Why is that the end goal? Is the answer is, and he explains it now, it's coming back again, full circle. The answer is that Simcha, the Maral says in many places, it comes from Shlemus. What's about Simcha? Why is the person not happy? Why most of the enemy is not happy, right? Okay, there's a lot of reasons that it was tired and it's Thursday night and it's Shavuot Shechalvoy. I don't know what's this week, they'll look for something exciting. And Shavuot Shechalvoy, Mevorchin Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, in the middle of a war, it's depressing. So they was not happy, they was borderline clinically depressed, of course. She was a depression, not medicine, not the type you have to go to Mukhedit for. Middle level, she was depression, all of us, right? Why is everyone happy about that? Why is everyone happy? I'm not talking about the happy of the guys, what are called? On the van, the white van over there in Gula. I'm not talking about that type of quote unquote happiness. That's from the word happening, not from the happiness. Why is Eilman happy, by the way? Why is Eilman happy? Because the Maral says, Simcha Shlemos. Kesamechecha yitzirucha b'gan Eden mikedem. Why was this such a Simcha in Gan Eden, by the way? So the answer is, because Simcha says the Maral means Shlemos. And in Gan Eden, other men Chava, all their parts came together in harmony. They weren't being pulled in 50 different ways. By us, we're in the middle of a tug of war. We are the flag in the middle of the tug of war. Right? They pull back, there's a little handkerchief over there. That's what it used to be when the last time I saw a tug of war, almost 50 years ago. They pull back. We're the handkerchief. We're the tissue over there tied on the string in the middle. And we're pulled. The only chilek is that in our tug of war is not two sides. It's 50 sides. We can pull in 50 directions. We have a netiyah to Torah and to mitzvahs. And then we have Kina type recovered, hungry, sick, depressed, sad, lonely, again hungry, in shelters, out of shelters. And every week there's a different reason why. So we have tens of agendas. So when our goof's not on the program, when our emotions are not mis'ale, you can't have simcha. That's what he says over here. Sha'guf yaskim mitoch simcha. If you can bring your goof on board, Who Asha Armu Chazal Smach Bachu Beal Dusecha Ad Kana Divrei Tev Rashi Kosash Smach B'Talmudcha L'Moed Mi Simcha Tov Lev. Listen to his description of Simcha, not the world's fake description of superficial Simcha, which means you're in a good mood because you heard a good joke. B'Limud Kazeh Misachdim Koichas Hasechol V'Aguf Likonis B'Yachad L'Toch Olam Atayr. Yeah, learning of Simcha is a learning where it's Misachid, the Koichas Hasechol. And the crisis of the goof, when they work in harmony together, more or less for the same goal, that's simcha. That's simcha, that's shlema. Then the person's happy. The reason why everyone's miserable is because they've been pulled apart from 20 different directions. They don't have their act together. The goof is pulling one way, the emotions are pulling a different way, the neshama is pulling a different way, the seichel wants a fourth thing. So of course the eil is not the simcha. Smach bachu v'yal v'secha means you got to the point that A, you're mefayis your goof, you brought your goof on board. Your goof means your totality, by the way, not just your stomach. It means the whole goof, all the parts of you. And B, you got your goof to join in the aliyah. By the way, what does it mean a goof join aliyah? We have a picture in Chazal of what does it mean that your goof joined in the aliyah. We're going to see the examples in a minute. And one example of that is the famous Chazal. David HaMelech says, Chishafti drochai v'ashiva raglai edusecha. Chishafti drochai was... I was planning to go somewhere. Chishavti drochei. I planned out a trip. V'ashiva ragla tzecha. My feet took me to the base of Medrash. It's very interesting, by the way. Chazal brought this drasha on the pasuk of Buchukese Telechu Shetu Amelam Batera. Why did they bring this pasuk down? What happened? David Melech said, I was planning to go to the bank. David Melech was a melech. He had a lot of things to take care of. Busy man. So he was planning to take care of. I think he was on his way to the office, wherever he ran the Klai Yisrael from. And punk, where does he find himself? magic. You find yourself in the Beis Medrash. Yeah, Ma'ase Neira. Chishavti drachin out. I've had a couple of stories the other way around, where I was on the way to Beis Medrash and I found myself punked in the makolet. But Azazach, I always say that we should try to work out a compromise with David HaMelech, that we're on the way to Beis Medrash, you go to the Beis Medrash. At least touch that. I don't know if we're on the way to the makolet, we end up in the Beis Medrash. What does it mean, by the way? His feet took him to the Beis Medrash. Why did Chazal bring the drasha on B'chukesei Teilechu Shetu HaMelem Batar, besides the fact that they were darshaning the word Teilechu, which means let your feet take you to the Beis Medrash? Teilechu. HaMelus Batar requires getting all of you involved in the Torah. I mean, you can't do HaMelus Batar if you're hungry. That means if your hunger is bothering you. You can't do HaMelus Batar, or use the lashon of the drasha Saran that we learned a few weeks ago, if your teva is being meitzik you. You can't do HaMelus Batar. You haven't worked things out. Here's the tiefkeit. In order to do a melus batera, you have to get your act together and bring together all the forces of the guf that operate inside of you in order to be able to do a melus batera. But once you're doing that, so then your feet become, take you to the base mattress, because the Torah penetrates to the feet because the feet participated in the limud haTorah. The Velt learns that Chazal a different way. It's not the right shot. The Velt learns that if you sweat and bang very hard, it goes down to your feet. It's mumfakert. Amelus Batara means you used your feet to learn. That means a guy could learn with his brain, but his hands is in one place, his mind is somewhere else, and his feet are Bahal somewhere else. So that doesn't take you to the base medrash. But if you had Amelus Batara by nature means I pulled it together. So then it went down to my feet. Now that's Simcha. David HaMelech was happy person. Why? Because when he was in the base medrash, by us, we have even a higher dagger there. We're in the base medrash, our feet are walking somewhere else. That's already a very high dagger. That's 2025. David HaMelech couldn't think of such a thing, by the way. And there's no pasuk condemning for that. Chishavti, I don't know how you say the pasuk. Say the pasuk pum fakert. Raglai bebeis emedrish v'chishavti drochai. That's already a dagger. That's already, we're the other way around. The shlemos of David HaMelech of chishavti drochai v'ashiva raglai lezecha is the shlemos of Torah. That's the shlemos of a person uniting with Torah, and that's simcha. So now he says like this. Now he raises the bar and he says like this. Kaichas I go from it is built in mitokaras my firma karasechlus. David says you do a lachol chachma. There's something very deep over here. He says the goyim will agree that a person who has bad midas, it's going to affect his intellectual abilities. Guy's a mushkas, guy's corrupt, guy's a bad guy who's going to make mistakes. Chidusham shel chachmei Yisrael mi beis medrash shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu taught us something else. You can't get the real chachma until your guf is heiliger guf. The chachma zaku brought to a clear, unadulterated chachma shabo mishatif haseichel imachosh. The shlemus of chachma is when your seichel with your chosh, with your senses, your physicality, your emotions, all merge into one thing. And he brings an incredible raya. It's a raya that he spoke about many times in his shmuzim. It's printed in many of his farm. Pasuk says in Ubibsori evze aloikai. Said Avraham Avinu, Ilulei Shasisi Kain, if I wouldn't have done the Bris Milah, Meheichon Hoyakar's Rofer Nigla Alai, Vayera El of Hashem. End of Lach Lachoy did the Milah. And then it says Vayera El of Hashem. It says the Pasuk, Umibsari, and from my basar, from my flesh, I see Hashem. If I wouldn't have done the Milah, Meheichon Nigla Alai, we were the Ebishto. Say the Ali Shomek, Samari the Kadir. It doesn't say that if I wouldn't have done the Milah, Ketzad, how the Ebershto. It doesn't say Mosai, it says Hechon. Where would the Ebershto be Mezgala? Where? We're talking about when. It's a chronological thing. After he did the Mila and he became a holy person, the Ebershto came to him. No. Mibsari Erzei Eloikai. The Ebershto landing pad was on me. Me Hechon Hoyakar's Rochon Niglalai. Moshteta. Hagilu bala Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom Dafka Mitach Kedushas Haguf Aydei Amila Shagam Haguf Hishtatif B'Mila Vezeh Nifla. I agree. He says himself it's Nifla. He says that Yeh Ma'aseh Neira Avraham Avinu right after the Mila came by Yer Elav Hashem. Sorry, Yer Zeh Loikai Zogin Chazal Avraham Avinu said that if I wouldn't have done the Mila, where would HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you mean where? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the whole Bria. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgal in Avraham Avinu. That's what it means. He says at the end, Chazal say, everybody knows the famous Zog, the Ramban brings it down, we're trying to bring it down. Avos hein ha-merkova. The Avos are the merkova. The Avos were the place where the Shechina was Shira. Why? because their goof was completely involved. But listen to what happened. Because he did the Mila, so he was zeichet to Gilu Yisbar. What's Gilu Yisbar? Gilu Yisbar is Chachma. Taira is the Eberste. Yisrael Varayis HaKutcha Bruch HaChatu. Taira is the Gilu of the Eberste to us. So where is the Gilu land? The Gilu lands inside of us, is insofar as much as we bring on the goof to participate in the Avodas Hashem, not just to stop it from being an obstacle, not just to bribe it with a good meal, not just to convince it like the Chofetz Chaim did 2 weeks ago, that he convinced his goof to walk to shul, but to bring it on, to bring it in. The goof could be uplifted. The goof could not just not be an obstacle. The goof could not just be convinced. The goof could be uplifted. You can get to a dargo mibsori erza eloika. You'll have the Gilu Shechina there. That's already a different league. That's a different dargo of the shlemos of the goof with the neshama, with the seifel. That's simcha. He says a mori de kazach. Chazal said in Ksuba, his famous Gemara, maybe during the Talmud Chacham Gilu Hikur Bikurim. If you bring a present to a Talmud Chacham, Hamenasech Yain to a grain of Talmud Chacham, you give Yain to a Talmud Chacham Gilu Hikur Nesachim. It's like a mizbeach. Kizeu inyan hakedusha she'oni yichoyim lahasi v'hafoy kashmius l'rochanius. That's a Talmud Chacham. That's a Talmud Chacham. Now, I want to explain something. He says two rayas to this. He says something very interesting. He says, when we say vidu on Yom Kippur, what do we say? Al chet shechatonu defanecha b'imutz halev. Bevidui sfasayim. Dibur peh, hirur lev. Vidui peh, choizik yod, tipshus peh. Tumas sfasayim, chapas shechar, our hands. Loshen hora, netias gorin. Sikur oyin, siach sifsusenu, enayim romois, azos metzach. Soros oyin, kalus reish, kashus oyrif, mitzas raglayim lahora. Says the Mori de Kazach, what's the whole Yom Kippur about? The whole Yom Kippur about is, what did you do with your goof? Your goof was supposed to be a kli for kedusha. Your goof was supposed to be a bechina b'soyer chzeh loikai. So we go through the whole anatomy course. And that's vidui. Vidui is that the goof was supposed to be b'soyer chzeh loikai. That's the shlemos of, that's the chiddush from the beis medrash of Avraham Avinu. The beis medrash shel Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu teach us? Avraham Avinu taught us b'soyer chzeh loikai. A person could be a helik a mensch. There's also a positive side to this business with the anatomy. Ilufinu mole shiro, the shenenu rina. Alkein evorim shiplak the bonum. Ruach and the shama. Chol pelech oyode, chol loshen, chol berech, chol koima, chol levavois, chol kerev, uployes, kolat moisai. It's about the guf, Rabbi said. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us. Avraham Avinu taught us. Bring the goof into the game. Bring the goof into Kedusha. Bring the goof into the Shira Takaras Bochu. Bring the goof into the Tishbochis Takaras Bochu. Bring the goof on the program. Sorry, Erza Leikai. And the Tzura of a Talmud Chacham. Bechal, not talking about here, by the way. Bechal of fasting. Bechal, this is not a vad about precious. It's about something else. It's about Roimimus. A Talmud Chacham is somebody who yearns for the totality of the shlemos of all the parts of him that work in harmony for Avodas Hashem. That's a Talmud Chacham. That's what Talmud Chacham is. That's what Avraham Avinu was Mechadish. Sorry, Erzalechem Heichon. And that's why Letoiv in Nishmas, the Lashonis talk about the Guf, because that's where the action is. That's where the deciding factor is going to be if you're on the program or not. It's very interesting. We are so fagoyished, okay? We are so fagoyish, we are so much convinced by the goyim that most of us look at the goof as a trefazach. And the part is we try to do mitzvahs despite the goof. That's not the end game. The end game is not to do mitzvahs despite the goof, or to do mitzvahs and schlep the goof along like a dead sack, the death march we spoke about going to davening a few weeks ago. The guy's going to davening. The goof is kaddish. And the goof has the ability to join in the hisalos, that we can get to a matziv where karevus, kloyos, atmuisai, loshoin, berech, koima. That's the tzur of shlemus adam, that a person could be a helig person. A person could be a makom v'ashros hashchina, and a person could be one. And then, when we're able to get to anywhere close to that, we're not the darga of Avinu over here, we're not the darga of other things, but anywhere close to that. And by the way, that's the tain in Davida. What's a tain in Davida? Davida is that you didn't use the opportunities. So it's not does Ilum hear the earthquake that's going on over here? What I just said is bigger than all the booms that you hear at 3 o'clock in the morning. Did you hear what he just said? What he just said is that the vidui of Yom Kippur is not about the averus that you did with your guf. It's about the missed opportunity that you didn't use the chalakam of your guf to say nishmas, and that's why you're busy saying vidui. That's what he's saying, and that's the yisoid of mipsori echzalekai. That's the shlemos of a talmud chacham, and then a person gets to the yisoid of smach bochur, smach b'divrei Torah. Hu asher amar smach bochur b'yaldasecha ad kan le divrei Torah lemoid misimcha b'tov leivav.